Hey, I'm Heather, a chaos coordinator and mom of three young kids. Chaos and cookies is literally my life, with never-ending dishes, laundry, you name it. Being a mom is a blessing, but it also comes with hard days too. Together, we can find the humor and real solutions to lighten your load and clean up the crumbs. You're listening to the Chaos and Cookies Podcast. Welcome back to another episode of the Chaos and Cookies Podcast. You are going to love my guest today. I have Sam and Casey here. They have a brand new book and album called Why Do We Sing? They are married singers, composers, and content creators who live in Los Angeles with their daughter, Alaya.
Alaya. It's confusing. I know.
Hey, you know what? I love it. Alaya. And their cat Alfie, and they are graduates of Yale University, where they met singing in an a cappella group together, with original songs and covers that have been viewed and streamed over a billion times. Holy moly. They've connected with fans worldwide, both online and on tour, and they are now thrilled to be sharing their love of music with fans. They are now authors of Why Do We Sing, which uses gentle rhyming text and a musical adventure around the globe to introduce the magical world of singing from Bollywood to Broadway to your own backyard. I have a lot of singing in my house. My kids are constantly humming.
Good.
I'm not a morning.
What do they like to sing?
God. Right now, it's just like viral Instagram clips that sure. We do for our brand new dog that we have.
Love that.
So right now, it's the sunshine. I've got sunshine with like the.
A classic though. That's good. Yeah. A throwback.
It's nothing like, you know, there's no profanity or anything yet. Still young. And then through your depictions of other cultures and people, this book encourages empathy, appreciation of diversity, and respect for others. Sam and Casey wrote the book together, and Sam did the illustrations, which is awesome. They also have an album coming out called The Same Name, which is Why Do We Sing, which is a companion to the book featuring all original songs. Sam and Casey, welcome to the podcast.
Hi. Thank you for having us.
We're excited to talk to you.
So excited about this conversation. It's going to be so fun. Before we do, I'm going to ask, what is your favorite cookie and or cookie memory?
I'm a big baker. I do love baking. I like a Florentine, like the little lacy, kind of like sugary. I like to make That's those. Good. They're easy to make.
Yeah.
And so I make them all the time.
My favorite cookie, I like a cornflake cookie. My mom used to make those when I was a kid, and they're so good. You know, you could do it with frosted flakes. Yeah.
With like the meringue.
Oh, with a meringue. No, my mom just made like, she just like, I was kind of just like a sugar cookie with like cornflakes in it or frosted flakes in it, but with a meringue sounds good too.
That's very, Casey is, a very like fly by the seat of your pants baker. So like, that sounds like the kind of thing you would make, just like whatever pantry ingredients we have. I'm more of the like, look up the recipe, do it exactly, try to make my little macarons.
Once a year, Sam makes macarons and complains the whole time that he doesn't have the right ingredients.
I say, no, it didn't work. They're too hard for me. I never get the little feet. Oh, God.
Oh, gosh. Because baking is very precise, right? And so it's very difficult. The cornflake kisses are like it's my ex-husband's mom's recipe, but I think you can get it anywhere. It's cornflakes, sugar, egg whites, vanilla, coconut and walnuts, and they're all mixed together, and you put them on there and they bake. It's super easy.
It's like a little meringue.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
So good. And if it's still okay like the next day, so I make them every year.
Love that.
Oh, I'm gonna try that. That sounds
great. It's called cornflake kisses.
Nice. I think Alaya would like that.
I bet she would.
Oh, of course. I mean, hey, my kids like them. Alaya, super cute. My daughter's name is Eliana. So when I saw the E.
On a similar wavelength. Yeah.
Absolutely. Something easy. She's going to be three, you said.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's a fun age. She's chatting up a storm, singing, dancing. You know, I feel like in this last year, just the explosion of personality has
become a real director of activities. Like she's like, now we're going to play hide and seek. Now we're going to play peekaboo. Now you're going to go into the room and hide behind the chair.
Very specific.
<Non-stop>. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And do self, I'm sure, is like a do self type situation right now.
Oh yes, do it myself. Yeah,
For
Yeah,
sure. She's a bit very clear. She's a big kid. Don't make no mistake.
yeah. She doesn't want to be called cute anymore. That's I was like, oh, you
Oh
look so cute, and she said, I'm not cute. I'm a big
no. And we're
kid.
like, big kids can be anyone can be cute, you know? But she's in her mind, it's like you're one or the other.
She's like not a baby. She's a big kid now.
Yeah, you know. Oh.
Oh, she's a very strong personality. Okay.
Yes, for
Okay.
sure.
Well, that's super fun. Do you guys bake with her?
Yeah, we have a little bit. She likes mixing up, you know, the bowl, the machinery stuff. She gets very excited when like the whatchamacallit, the stand
Oh,
mixer
the
comes
mixer.
out, and yeah. So she likes to press the
Our big
button.
thing now is making lemonade. She likes to pick a lemon from the tree down the street. In LA, there are like lemon trees everywhere. And so she wants to me to hold her up. She picks a lemon, we bring it back, and then make kind of a single serve lemonade
I
for
know
her at
that
home.
tree at the end of the street is running out, I'm afraid. When it's out of lemons, we'll have to find a new source.
Absolutely. You might have to just go to the store and like put the little like hooks on them and hook them on, and then she can
Oh,
do
that's smart.
it. Like
That's
the
smart.
ornament hooks, you can just
Right.
plant them there.
That's
Oh, look, the
smart.
perfect place. Oh,
Oh,
look, this lemon tree
they
just
just
came up on our yard, so we don't have
keeps
to walk anymore.
replenishing. You are clearly an experienced parent. That's a brilliant
But
idea.
get creative, and she's young enough to where it's like, oh, look what just sprouted 2 blocks, like just a
The
block down.
magic of, yeah,
Right.
right.
The magical tree, and just get some. I mean, hey, I don't have a green thumb. My parents are, they've got apple trees and stuff, and they're like tiny little apples. And I like they're retired, so hey, they have the time. But I think it's super
Yeah,
fun to
right.
be able to grow your own. My dad's like, this is my orange tree and this is my lemon tree. And I'm just like,
Oh,
oh,
definitely.
cool. Can you just bring those over later? You should put some
Yeah.
in the backyard. I'm like, who? I've got 3 dogs, 3 kids, and a job.
Oh,
I don't have
no
to
time for
do
gardening or
anything else
running
in
an
life.
orchard.
No,
Yeah.
thank you,
Casey
thank
had a
you.
green thumb and has a green thumb. But before Eli was born, he had the vegetable garden and all this stuff. And since she was born, it's laying, you know, fallow for
Oh
now.
no. For
Yeah.
now. For now. That's fun though. So you guys went to Yale and you met there. So you are trained in the arts of singing, composers. Did you play any type of instruments? I played violin growing up.
Ooh,
Oh,
beautiful.
awesome. Do you still play?
My kids like me to take it out once in a while. We
Aww.
our group got a Grammy based up through the Grammy grant system. So we played Vivaldi Seasons and Sorcerer's Apprentice. So
Fun.
it's very classically
Yeah.
trained. So
That's
then
awesome.
I went to play soccer in college, so it just kind of like dwindled, but I still have my violin, so I can still read
Oh,
music.
it's still with you, yeah.
Connection to music, it's a lifelong thing, you know. It's
Yeah.
that's why, I mean, in part this book is so special, because teaching kids early that just music is everywhere and that everyone can make it is so important to us. But yeah, we both, since we were kids as well, both singers. Casey comes from a really musical family.
My dad's a pianist and a music director, and we grew up singing in my house all the time, constantly. And Sam and I met in college a cappella, so we've been singing together since day one.
Since we met in the context of singing, and here we are, however many years later. Today's actually our wedding anniversary, today.
Today is. Oh,
Yeah. But right.
happy
Thank you.
anniversary.
Thank you. But yeah, truly, we met doing music, and all these years later, we're still doing it together.
A cappella is very fascinating to me. I'm sure after all the Pitch Perfect movies that came out, you're just like, oh, but it was always a thing. I think it's super fascinating.
It's a little culty, but it's so much fun. I mean, we were so into a cappella in college. You know, you
Oh.
think it's like the be all end all. It's the whole world.
But I think that's true of a lot of what you do in college and as a young person, whether it's a cappella or sports. It feels like that is everything, you know, when you're in it. And that's, I think, important for young people to just like throw themselves into something they love, and all your friends, that's all you can talk about. And it's a cappella was definitely that way. We thought the stakes were so high.
Of course.
Of course, but that's everything, right? It's kind of funny. I was an athlete, but I was also in music, so it's
Yeah.
very different people. I
Sure.
mean, and some of us were, in the same activities, but I'll always be like, so many people. I go, well, I was in so many things, and not all the
Yeah.
same people, but when you're there, it's just that tight group, and then that's all you know, and that's what you
Of
share. And
course.
my youngest, who's going to be 7 in May, has been keeping time since he's been like 18 months old. Like
Oh
you
my
just
gosh.
see him just doing it, just not even knowing he was doing it, but keeping the beat. He's just very musically inclined. So we got him a drum set,
Cool.
a piano. I got him a keyboard
Yeah.
for Christmas, and I got him like an easy reading. Like he could play "Mary Had a Little Lamb" pretty well, but it has
Yeah.
like letters on the notes. But I've been trying to really foster that for him because he's very like just has it, very
I
talented.
love that.
So cool.
Yeah, I wish my other ones would get into something, but he's like my project when it comes to music and stuff.
Right.
You're like
Your
and my
musician.
sister
That's
plays choir.
great.
I played orchestra and she did choir. I don't sing.
Oh, I love it.
Sure, I
Did
could.
you ever perform together at family events
Oh God,
to
no.
accompany?
But we performed at like school events because I was part of the
Yeah.
full orchestra, so I was also part of like the big band too. And
Sure.
the
Right.
orchestra would come in for the Christmas specials. We have a very big fine arts department at my high school here in Texas. So a lot of my friends with the Carnegie Mellon, they're now on Broadway or they're out in LA doing things.
Yeah,
So we had
that's
a lot of
awesome.
people sprouting out.
Well,
So.
it's, I mean, right, it's so great to when you're a kid and a young adult to have access to great music programs and to get to experience how cool it is to make music with other people. And there's just something so magical and special about that. So.
Texas has some great music programs, some great choirs. I remember doing master classes for some choral programs at universities and high schools in Texas. And they're like, this is a really solid foundation.
Oh, we go big or go home here. Like it's sports,
Yeah.
it's anything. We do everything so huge here. I have a friend that I interviewed a while back. We went to high school. He was in band, played the saxophone, I think. He's an artivist.
Nice.
And so this book reminds me a lot of how his art, because it's very just simple words, lots of imagery. So he lives out in LA as well, actually. He was an Imagineer for Disney,
Cool.
Nicholas Smith. Shout out, Nick. So he has a book very similar to this, but he puts a lot of it's also for kids. And I feel like kids can really engage with just this. I mean, you drew this, Sam?
Yeah, I did all of it, the whole book.
So
Yeah,
good.
that was something that we were when we were sort of devising it, you know, we wanted the text to be really accessible, really simple, so that, you know, kids from, you know, 1 to 8 could kind of each all take something different from it. And I think, you know, we read this to our daughter who's 2, but at the same time, the illustrations are all really detailed and sort of, you know, beautiful. I tried to make them beautiful and really
They
rich so
are.
that even older kids, even though the text is really kind of simple and timeless, there's a lot to kind of see on each page and it still feels really engaging and fun for older kids.
Very inclusive as well. I mean, that's very like up with the times too. That's the first thing I noticed, which was great. It teaches the kids very early on. I feel like that's also come full circle for our kids to be able to learn that.
Yeah, well, there's so many amazing vocal music traditions around the world, and like, you know, every culture sings and has song, and that's such an important part of life and of culture for everyone, I think, on the planet. And so getting to see that people all around the world are singing for the same reasons that you are in your home with your family and in your community, I think was an important message for us.
Yeah, and that's we also, you know, the book is called Why Do We Sing? So we really wanted to lead with the whys. You know, a lot of kids, I think of singing and the first thing they think of is being on stage, entertaining, and that's a great reason to sing, but there are so many other reasons in our day-to-day life why we might sing, whether it's for, you know, cultural reasons, for connection, for storytelling, for prayer. There's so many contexts that we sing in. So we wanted to really open kids' minds to the fact that we're all singers, even if you don't see yourself as a professional singer down the line. You know, music and vocal music can be a part of all of our lives, and it brings so much richness and joy, and just planting that seed early for the kids.
Absolutely. And it's also good for the brain. Music is always, there's reasons why they play Baby Mozart and all these things, right? It helps develop the brain. I mean, my kids sing, my son, my oldest sings or kind of like hums and gets
Yeah.
on my nerves. I love him so much, but I'm not a morning person. I, no
Uh-huh.
matter how hard I try, I'm not a morning person. So I'm like, just, I appreciate the humming and the musical, addition to our morning, but can
Of
we just
course.
later
The
on?
volume.
Like,
Let me have the coffee first and
Yeah.
then we can get into the sing-along.
right. But it's more like for him, it's more like a a tick, or like a, it's a calming mechanism for him. So I try to make sure that he, and he doesn't even know that he's doing it half the time, but to make it to where it's more fun or bring a beat to it.
Yeah.
But he has like, he's more like video game science kid.
Sure.
Kind of pull something out of him that's not just sitting on the couch. And so I think seeing that. So what kind of pathways do you hope that maybe this book will open for them, since it's a why do we sing?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I think you just said a great example is that, you know, singing can be a form of like self-expression or just releasing something that you have extra energy.
Self-soothing.
Self-soothing. Yeah. It's, you know, music, singing doesn't have to be performative. A lot of the reasons we sing are for us or for our community or, you know, so I think, yeah, just opening kids' eyes to the fact that there's so much more to singing than just getting on a microphone up on a big stage in front of people, and that it's really woven into the fabric of our day-to-day lives. You know, if he's playing video games, or a lot of those have great soundtracks with a lot of great vocal music in them. So everyone should be able to kind of appreciate vocal music because it really is everywhere, you know, and even kind of a lot of times the first interaction we have with vocal music as really little babies is our parents or our guardians singing to us. So really from day one, we have vocal music as a part of our experience of the world and the way we connect to people. So it's this huge, huge thing that we try to sort of tackle in the book.
Absolutely. And I think that that's a great, it's a message that you get just not only through the words, but through the pictures. And so you have an album that accompanies this. So is there like, should you be reading it and listening to it at the same time? Like, do you have like a method?
So yeah, in the book, we explore all of these different musical cultures. You mentioned Bollywood, mariachi, we have campfire songs, K-pop. And so with the album, we were able to really dive in and create music inspired by those genres. So we have a mariachi inspired trio, we have a Bollywood dance number, and we were able to kind of create music that I think complements the
So it's like a companion album, so it doesn't have to be read along with it. It's each song is just kind of like inspired by one of the different pages in the book, one of the different vocal traditions. So right, there's a Bollywood song, we worked with the great Indian American artist Vidya Vox, there's a mariachi song, a lot of great features and collaborators. So listening to this with your kids, it's each song is kind of a little delve into a different, there's an opera inspired song. So it's kind of a little trip around the world, and hopefully a lot of fun, and hopefully fun for parents to listen to too. Yeah, you know,
I mean, I'm sure, you know, when your kids love a song, you have to listen to it hundreds or thousands of times. So
at least
we were hoping with these songs that they're enjoyable and listenable for adults as well.
That you can tolerate like, and over and over and over.
Exactly. Uh-huh. And those long car rides, just looping the same thing 1,000 times.
Oh yeah.
It's and or like, again, we scroll a lot on like Instagram and whatnot, and you'll hear the little, you know, they're little snippets, they're 10, 15 seconds, and then they want, do it again. I'm like,
I can't imagine with three how you control a playlist of what songs
Being. Yeah, who's in charge of the, do they take turns with who's running the playlist? Or?
Okay, so because my kids are so, they're together all the time. They really don't separate all that much, but I do try to do one-on-ones as much as I can. So if I'm taking one to like my daughter's in select swim. So when I take her, I've given her, each of them have their own playlist. So we'll go through and we'll add our own on Spotify, and then I'll combine them into one big one when everyone's together. So they feel like they're all just, God forbid it's on shuffle and like three songs in a row, one child. So we just try to keep that managed, but I try to get them one, so then everyone feels heard and
that's a great system.
I'm taking notes here. That's good.
You never give them choices if you have multiple children. My friend learned that very early on because he only had one. He's now grown and 19, but he asked like an open-ended question once, and I just sat back and was like, this is gonna be so good. I was like, you give them A or B, and maybe a C, depending, but you never leave it open because no one will ever be happy. So
Word of wisdom.
That is true wisdom.
Yeah, because it's just with three kids and three different, and usually my youngest and my middle are very, very close in age. They're very, very similar. My oldest is more like quirky, and so they when you have three kids, like you become the fourth because them in even numbers is what they say. So just trying to be fair, but I feel like when you include all of them, they all have a say. They got to pick their songs. Trying to pick a movie or something like that. Really, like they picked last night, sure night. So we have set days where, like Monday, like Tuesdays and Thursdays, they start with a T. So that my oldest is Theo. So those are his days to pick.
Cute. Oh.
Mondays and Wednesdays are like, you know, I let them pick the other two, and then the odd man is me, and I get to pick. So
that's really cute.
Yeah, you've got to have a choice some night too, right?
God, I really need sometimes because it's like I cannot watch this again. But you know, we do a lot of animation, a lot of musicals. Like I feel like it always catches their attention. Music is always just super catchy, and they will always complain like, I don't want to watch that. I put it on, first song comes on, and they're like glued because it just, it brings everything together. My puppy also I thinks so too. And they'll take the dog, they'll also, you know, dance with them, sing. There's lots of dance parties we do. I feel like kids, like, to be like playful for adults too. This is overall for everybody.
Yeah. And music really has that power. There's really something in our brains that it just opens up a whole different way of thinking and engaging. And that starts super young. So the more I think kids are exposed to and around music and can appreciate it, the more that kind of goes with them their whole lives. And, you know, I think if you think back to your own childhood, a lot of, at least for me, the memories that I have are singing along to a certain Disney song with my mom, or, you know, those really create memories like cooking, like cookies, like we were talking about. Those sensory memories are really like important, I think, for all of us. So singing is definitely, you know, something that we cherish.
Well, think about all the things that we learned in like the States, United States song, alphabetical. You'll never forget.
Oh, sure. Exactly. That's another
song.
Why do we sing is to to remember things better.
Oh yeah, I've got the whole preamble to the Constitution from that Schoolhouse Rock video in sixth grade.
Yeah. You'll never forget that song ever. There's a sort of clip the other day. It was like they were saying like the all the states in order. I'm like, there's no way that you'll ever forget it.
Yeah. There's a special part of our brain that's just like, it's not going anywhere.
Right. Or in the preschool, they still, last night we sat down and they said the little jingle that they would say before, like, it was like a prayer, but it wasn't a religious prayer. It was just like, bon appetit, you may eat, but it's like, you know, whatever it is, but it was music. And so it helps you remember so many things. And it's also Definitely. Brings some charm to it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
So how did you decide how to write the book? And you guys wrote all the songs as well?
Yeah, we did. We, you know, ever since becoming dads, we were, you know, obviously immediately immersed in reading children's books and listening to children's music. And so it felt like a really natural extension of what we do, which is for the past decade. We've been, you know, writing music for ourselves, for other people, going on tour, making content online. So these are all these skills that we've like developed and love just creating original stuff. And so after having Aliyah, we were like, oh, this feels like something that we could maybe contribute something in this space. And it's been so much fun to work on kids, this book and the music.
Yeah, it's been the most fun because it's just where our hearts are now and where our lives are, you know, spending time with our daughter and having dance parties in the living room and listening to music. And it just has felt really natural and so rewarding to work on.
And we have a built-in beta reader and listener to the music, you know, as we were working on the album, as we would finish songs, we'd play them for her, see what works, what didn't.
She's very honest. You know, yeah. I mean, three-year-olds are...
Two, three-year-olds, there's no filter.
Brutal, yeah.
This will just tell you and you're like, oh, but then again, it's like, it's what you need. They have no filter. So it's, you could probably get a pretty good read if you're just like,
exactly. Like, exactly. No.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. If she doesn't like it, she's like, play Baby Shark now.
Yeah.
Baby Shark, my bane of my existence, right?
Yeah.
Oh my
God. I think that's a common experience.
It's so catchy. The pink bong, like it's so.
I know.
Of course.
I know every dinosaur name because of the songs. Like, it's
there you go.
Right.
Well, and that's why with our album too, you know, there's because they're all drawn from these different vocal traditions. I think there is a lot of learning that can happen listening to our album as well. Just these different cultural things. We have a song called "The Language of Lullabies," which says good night in like 60 different languages. So there's an element both with the book and with the album of it's fun and you know the illustrations are pretty, but there also is you know stuff to be gleaned and learned for kids too. So there's value there.
And how long did this labor of love take?
I started working on the book about like 2 years ago. You know, publishing is a slow creature, as we have learned. You know, we were amazing to get publishers at HarperCollins, which was awesome. And basically, once we started that, they set the release date for like a year and a half, 2 years after. And we were like, oh my gosh, this is a totally different experience from a lot of what we do, which is social media and releasing stuff online where you finish a song and then post it the next day and you're getting comments and it's all this instant gratification, like just. And to work on a book, which is like, okay, you put in this work and it's not coming out for 2 years, is just a totally different experience. But also, has made this release week so special because it's just like we've poured our heart and soul into both this book and this album and really perfected it. And now to put it out into the world, it's, you know, kind of like having a kid. It's like our baby is going off into the world.
Right.
And it's
Reinvigorating
really, it's,
because you
yes,
worked
it's
on it 2 years
been.
ago, right? And so
Yeah.
when it comes back up, you're like, oh yeah, I have to like, and you get excited again and refresh and
Yeah.
new ideas come out.
Oh yeah, just getting to see the first printed copy was so amazing because Sam had been doing these illustrations on, you know, working digitally for months and just to be able to hold the book in our
Oh my
hands and
gosh.
share it with Elia and our friends is amazing.
So cool. So cool. And now to see, you know, people posting online, tagging us, receiving their books or reading the book to their kids is like, I mean, that's like the ultimate reason why we do any of this, you know, is to hopefully connect and share this message with kids. So it's very, very cool and very humbling.
Absolutely. I try really hard when I find one of my friend's books at like Target, because he has like a tar he's got a Target line too through like Marvel, and he's very
Ooh,
talented.
awesome.
So every
Wow.
time I see him, I'll tag him, and he has all
Yeah,
these
of course.
their children's books too, and it's just like I always tag him just to show that he's still being seen, because it's
Of
very
course.
gratifying for you guys, because it's not like all it's a hard copy book, right? It's not social media where it's like a video, you can
Yeah.
see the plays over and over and over. And I interview a lot of authors on this podcast. And so a lot of times it's like, oh, that project was, we were done 2 years ago and I'm working on another one. It'll be out in 2 years. I'm like,
Yeah. Yeah. It's
wow.
crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
We've learned a lot about the whole publishing world. It's very interesting. As like musicians and coming from one side of, you know, the industry, it's really cool, honestly, to exercise a different part of our brain and be like, oh, how does this work? Learning a little bit on this side. And yeah, it's very cool.
Are you guys going to do any more follow-ups?
Oh yeah,
I
for
hope
sure. I
so.
mean, I think we had so much fun dipping our toe into the you know children's book and music world. And I think we have a lot more ideas and we're excited
Yeah. Yeah, and
to
it
work on
really
them.
like genuinely is so different to work on from, you know, pop music or whatever else. There's so much more kind of like heart and storytelling that can go into, you know, music in particular. And it's just like, I don't know, it just scratches a nice warm fuzzy part of our heart when we're working on it. So we definitely want to do more for sure.
Absolutely. Also brings you back into your to like, brings you down to like childlike levels too. So you get to feel like kids again. That's all we want, right? Is the
A
whole like
hundred
we're only
percent.
as old as we feel. We want to feel like we can be three again. Like, wouldn't it be nice to be
Yeah.
three? Not like
Oh my
I want
gosh.
to be a kid again, but like that's the way they view the world and see things. It's just
Yes.
very just,
The wonder and expansive thinking.
And
Yeah.
we've gotten to do a few school visits with the book and our music, which have been so fun. We singing for kindergarten through third graders, and we even went to a
Fun.
preschool, and it's so fun to watch these young kids respond to the music and the book and just see that passion and that excitement in their eyes and on their faces.
The best.
Really is. Absolutely. And I was reading this to my kids, and they really like every time I get a book, or I usually find out who I'm interviewing based off of what I get in the mail. So I get this book, and of course, my kids will always look first and then they'll try to take it. And I'm like,
Course.
no, you can't. Yeah, I haven't talked to them yet, but we'll read it. And they really enjoyed it. They look like looking at it. I had to wrestle it back away for them. So
Oh.
it's just very, it's a beautiful book. And thank you so much for
Thank
sharing it.
you.
And can you tell the listeners where we can find it, where we can find you and follow you guys?
Yeah, well, you can find the book, you know, anywhere books are sold, Barnes and Noble, independent bookstores, online, Amazon, all that good stuff. And the music, similarly, on Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, anywhere. Just type in, "Why do we sing?" Sam and Casey, and you'll find it. And
Yeah, and you can follow us on Instagram or over on YouTube, TikTok, everywhere.
yeah,
Sam
Sam
Shuey.
Shuey, TSUI, Casey Brebes, Breves. We're everywhere online.
Right. That's awesome. That's the way to be these days, right?
Yeah, of course.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And my listeners, if you guys want to catch a copy of this book or listen to the album, please go to the show notes. All the links will be there. And please go check out Sam and Casey. You guys are lovely. And I really encourage you to go pick up this book and sing and dance your way
Yay.
through it, right? And
Absolutely.
we'll catch you on another episode of the Chaos and Cookies podcast.
Thank you for listening to the Chaos and Cookies podcast. If you want more goodies and friends to share them with, follow the crumbs to the Facebook group or visit the Chaos and Cookies website to grab my sweet secrets on how to calm your cookies. Don't forget to leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. See y'all next week for another episode of Chaos and Cookies.